Show. The Pete Jones Show. With Mr. Larson D. Radio Reverb, Reverb. Now, we have in the studio the man they can't keep down, the most talented fella to boot, Mr. H. Hatter. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Well, you're looking great. You're sounding even greater.
You think so?
Yeah, and you got here, which is incredible.
In the nick of time, bang on 5 o'clock.
Well, I know, you were very punctual. And what was the green room like? Did they look after you in there?
Yeah, no, they looked after me, treated me brilliantly.
Yeah, did they? Because your rider was quite long. Did they get the drink you wanted?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, I know. Again, heads will roll. We will have words.
Could have done better.
Yes, I know. But you know,
he was a nice bloke.
Good.
Yeah,
but that's the thing.
Bloke.
He's a charmer, isn't he? He's a charmer. What about the view though? 17th floor and all that. Stunning.
Beautiful.
Thank
you. Absolutely beautiful. I couldn't have asked for a nicer view.
Of course you couldn't. I mean, I know. This is it. It's one of Brighton's little secrets. You know, no one knows it's here. No one.
Cheeky little secret.
It is a cheeky little secret. Keep it to yourself. Keep it under your hat, Hatter. So where's the name from, H. Hatter?
H. Hatter. Do you know what?
Yeah.
In college, I think.
Yeah.
My friend, Connor, he came up with it.
Seriously, Connor?
Yeah, Connor.
You listened to Connor?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Unfortunately.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah. No, it's not really much of a deep meaning, really. I love hats.
Yes.
I'm a bit mad.
You've got a great one there.
And my name starts with a H, so I thought, put 3 and 3 together.
3 and 3 together, you got 4.
And,
brilliant. What college did you go to? No, I'm kidding. So, H. Hatter, now we've played 3 or 4 tracks of yours so far. Loved them very much.
Thank you very much.
We were promoting a gig in July, wasn't it? Like an event that you were putting on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that went great, actually. So, thank you very much for plugging that.
Oh, and, it's a pleasure, honestly.
Yeah, it was brilliant. We had people down from Southampton, London.
Wow.
Obviously down here, Brighton, and
the
crowd was brilliant, the energy was great,
talk me through
successful.
It. So, did you have various artists up on there?
I did have various artists, actually, quite a few. Southampton, we had Mikes and Danny Young. London, we had K Official London.
Good grief.
Brighton, we had Mac Perry, Subterrane, and Rook, and myself.
Wow.
And
how did the event work? Was it literally artist after artist after artist in a kind of 3 or 4 track kind of way?
Yeah, got a bit tight.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had people hurrying me on.
Good.
but no, it went great. The crowd loved everyone who performed, and I enjoyed it as well.
But I'm not kidding. That's quite an ambitious thing to undertake. I mean, you're not just... You know, 2 other bands in yourself or whatever, but 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a massive thing to take on.
Yeah. I mean, it was about, I think it was about 6 for that one,
okay.
But 10, I think, for the upcoming one.
Got
so,
it.
Yeah, it is ambitious, but.
Yeah. You know,
I kind of want to fit it all into
one
big exciting night. Get everyone there. Push the time a bit. Have some fun.
Does the event have a particular name each time?
Yes, Raise Your Voice
there
Event.
There you go. That's it. That's what I was looking for.
Yes.
Right. So on Instagram, folks, go to Raise Your Voice Events. That's YA.
Yeah.
Raise Your Voice Events. Check it out on Instagram. Actually, why don't you check out H. Hatter Official while you're there? Support, likes, follow, do what you do on Instagram. Do your thing. Are you on TikTok?
Yeah, I do have TikTok.
What do you do on TikTok?
Do need to use it more.
Educate me. What do you do on TikTok?
I probably know as much as you, to be fair.
Yeah, that's
I need
a
to
lie.
Learn a bit.
You
no,
know that's a lie.
Honestly,
Come
Instagram's
on.
My thing.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. I do need to get on TikTok more.
Yes.
I do have a TikTok.
Yeah.
I do post similar things, but not as much as I should have. So,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, I do need to get involved in TikTok more because that is the... That is the era.
That's the thing.
The
that is where it's going. Now, listen, back in June, July, I was touting you as still doing an MA at Water Bear University.
Yes,
an
I was.
MA. We are not worthy, by the way,
I
Professor.
Mean, thank you.
Is that all done now? Is that finished?
Yeah, that's all finished.
And that was in
Music, business and production, I think.
Was it?
Oh, and performance, that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was great, honestly. big up Waterbear, great place to study. Yeah, I loved it. It was brilliant.
Would you? Because didn't you do? So where did you do the course before? Was that also at Waterbear?
That was at BIM.
That was at
BIM. I did my
And you know, off air, right? You know, with unofficially.
Yeah.
Do you? Would you recommend both?
Yeah. No, okay. They're
did both. You have good experiences at both?
Yeah, I had good experiences at both. To be fair, I think. Right. Yeah, I mean, they're different. One's a lot smaller, one's a lot bigger. Obviously, the smaller, you got more attention.
Yeah.
In Waterbear, but that was nice. But yeah, they're both great. Yeah, 100%.
Great. Should we play a track? What have you got? What have you got lined up?
So the first one, I think it was What We Look For.
Oh yeah.
That is a new track.
Okay.
It's a mixture of, I don't know, 80s funk with modern hip hop. So
okay,
trying to mix the two. Okay. Hopefully, you lot like it,
folks. What we gone?
What we look for?
What we look for? H Hatter.
They don't look for what we look for. A lonely road, but you know it's a cart. You feel alone, but you feel so crowded when you know you're the only one who understands. What we look for? A lonely road, but you know it's a cart. You feel alone, but you feel so crowded when you know you're the only one who understands. It's been some time since I heard those voices inside of my head telling me that if I keep on staring, I won't hit that end. They don't look for what we look for. I've been looking for what's left. All I find is what I want, not what I need to just progress. This life ain't timeless, lifelessness, trying to fight for minds. Yeah, I can tell you by the time, but everybody has a time. People cross their lines, everybody's gonna land. Don't question mine. Would you trade your life for your precious pride if they step that line? Get your sighted, red in eyes. I was red in mine till I stepped in the line. They don't look for what we look for. A lonely road, but you know it's a cart. You feel alone, but you feel so crowded when you know you're the only one who understands. What we look for, a lonely road, but you know it took hard. You feel alone, but you feel so crafted when you know you're the only one who understands. My head's twisted every night, I can feel it spinning. Blurry vision in my sight, feeling like I'm tripping. See, I'm fighting for what's right, can't have demons when I question, is it really worth the fight? Am I really winning? Am I really going places other than my dreams? Can I really run for me? I am my enemy. I said I better be better, let me just set it clean. I need to keep my head up, whatever, let me just let it be now. I need to let it go, lungs gotten full up of smoke before my head explodes. I know life ain't a joke, don't get a second go, I can't afford to put it on hold. I don't sit and then dwell, I've made mistakes, but me, I don't kiss and then tell. In this big open ocean, I don't fit in no shell, so I ain't one to stick around if you ain't fitting me well. This life ain't timeless, lifelessness, trying to fight for minds. Yeah, I could tell you better time, but everybody has a time. People cross their lines, everybody's gonna lie. No question, man, would you trade your life for your precious pride if they stepped in line? Get your sighted, red in eyes. I was red in mine till I stepped in the line. They don't look for what we look for. A lonely road, but you know it's a cart. You feel alone, but you feel so crowded when you know you're the only one who understands. What we look for, a lonely road, but you know it's a cart. You feel alone, but you feel so crowded when you know you're the only one who understands.
That is gorgeous. That's great. Very, very cool. What we look for, H Hatter. Lovely message in from the man they call Kenny Murray. That is brilliant, H. It is brilliant. Great. Is it nice to hear it on the radio?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, you know, people know stuff out there. I don't know who they are, but well, they know enough to listen to the show.
Yeah, they do.
That's a good thing.
They know to be correct like that.
They do. So listen, where's it going? Now you've done your MA, what's the sort of, you know, what's the direction?
So, what I like to do is to be a bit different. I like mixing modern and old school styles. So, because, I like my modern music. I grew up, I was born in 2000, so I grew up in quite a modern era. But I also love influences from, my parents, my family. Lauryn Hill, Amy Winehouse, they're my favourite artists. I also love old school music and old school funk and soul especially. So I just like to mix the two, as you may have picked up in the song we just played, What We Look For.
Definitely.
A bit of old school funk with modern hip hop.
Yeah.
So it's more inclusive to just all ages, really.
So your musical journey, that's where you want to head, basically. That's what you want to do more of, mixing the old school funk, soul, R&B, hip hop.
Yeah, 100%.
Chuck it all in there. Yeah. And where are you sourcing this stuff? What artists kind of work for you? Just all, by the sound of it.
It's difficult because I listen to so many people. I listen to new people every single day. It's hard to put. It's hard to pinpoint exactly.
You were saying off air, you even do a bit of crooning. I love that, man.
Yeah, a little bit of crooner music. I have singing lessons.
Do you? That's cool.
She likes to teach me a bit of everything. Give her a shout out, Shannon Victoria. She's an amazing singing teacher.
How often do you do that?
Once every 2 weeks.
Very good.
But yes, brilliant. She teaches me all different genres. So
then you try and bring it all in.
Yeah, and take sort of. Yeah, I guess that's where I get all this inspiration from, because we explore a lot of different genres, stuff I would never do, and obviously I get different sort of techniques from each genre.
Yeah.
So as an artist to other artists, I definitely recommend just exploring stuff you may not even do, because you come up with such great unique ideas
and you can never learn enough, right?
Exactly.
Cool. What track we got? I'll sling in another one. What have we got here?
Strangers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go for one of the classics.
One of my favourites. Hatter classics.
Strangers.
What do we need to know before I play it? That it's good.
I was heavily involved in the backing music, the production for this song, which is the first time I have done so.
Yeah.
And this is a similar vibe, mixing sort of old school funk with modern hip hop.
Love it. Folks, we've got H Hatter here. This, my friends, is Strangers.
Strangers to me. They see me walking past an hour and hand amid the street. I will never let them play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me. They none but strangers to me. They see me walking past an hour and hand amid the street. I will never let them play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me. All I need be just some peace of mind. Every time I need to feel revived, I just get my groove and set that mood and lose my mind. I can read the truth beneath the lies. I've known some too ugly inside. I said, get your groove and set your mood and lose your mind. I've had fun times, but sometimes that fun dies through tough times when love cries. Cause we know that we together in this. I've lost some fights, I've won fights, I've had dumb fights, but love fights like none of life. Cause we know that we together in this. Yeah. They none but strangers to me. They see me walking past an hour and hand amid the street. I will never let them play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me. They none but strangers to me. They see me walking past an hour and hand amid the street.
I will never let him play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me.
Look, look, I'm staying my thoughts. I ain't a jack of all trades, I'll just play in my court. See, I ain't had it my way, I've had to take it by force. And yeah, I've seen a grey day that's rained and then poured still. But still, I played in the storm. I went from sane to insane, did the same couple more. I used to play till I found that this game is too short. I used the pain and the doubt to go make what I saw. Right now, full of calm, used to this. I'll never pipe down until I do finish. Like, yeah, there ain't anyone to come and feeling useless. You might as well go do a runner or get used to this. A grey day is what you make it, of course. I'm paving the course, just waiting, I'll be gaming due course. You'll never grab arms, shake the palm of my hand if you ain't a damn part in the part of the plan.
They number strangers to me. They see me walking past and I won't hate them in the street. I will never let them play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me. They nothing but strangers to me. They see me walking past and I won't hate them in the street. I will never let them play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me.
Yes, my friends, that is that. Come on, what's going on? That is beautiful. That is Strangers. I was saying, and I didn't mean this derogatory. I didn't mean it. I never know if it's a good thing or a bad thing if you point out influences or stuff. But I was going, oh, a bit Craig David. And you go, yes, my friend, yes.
I love that.
Love that. And there's a lovely message in from Kenny Murray saying, Fugees, question mark, lovely vibes. And you're like, yes, Fugees.
Well, yeah, I'm actually going to see them next week.
Get you.
So thank you very much.
Oh, that's a thing. That's going to be brilliant. A good gig. Where are they playing?
O2 Arena.
Oh, man.
I don't think I've actually ever been there.
The
O2 before.
Arena? What, yeah. The Greenwich thing?
I'm not,
is
honestly.
That the big one? The big one?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
man,
big
that's going to
yeah,
be a great
one,
gig.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Fugees at the O2. Wow, what a gig. So, where do you record this stuff? Do you do it in your bedroom with a torch lamp and up till 3 in the morning? Or do you use some studios? Or where do you go?
So, yeah, I actually go to a studio in Notting Hill called Audio House.
Get you.
And, I'll give a shout out to the engineer, Jay Jacobs, at Audio House. He's a great engineer.
So tell me, what do you find that he brings out of you? Or brings out, what does he hear that you might have missed or accentuated? Do you just find it so much better to have that professional ear?
Yeah, he's very professional, great guy, very nice guy, and he gets the sound I'm going for. I think that's the most important thing. Someone gets what sound you're going for, and they just get you.
Yeah,
so,
and you trust him.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's very important as an artist to have a very good engineer who gets your sound.
Definitely.
Yeah, because...
And also, if you did it yourself, you'd never hand it in, would you? You'd never go, that's it, finished.
Yeah, exactly. I've tried. I've done it about once, but that took me, a long time. So you overthink a lot.
You're bound to overthink. People, you just don't... It's never done, is it? It's never, ever done. No, to get a pro in. So that's Jay Jacobs, Audio House. What have you got a whole lot of stuff that you're writing at the moment that you're, like, itching to get back in the studio with?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I've got a lot of unreleased tracks, which I am releasing. I'm starting to release. So I had a bit of a break, really, since I finished studying.
Yeah.
Before I had a bit of a chill out, because it's been an intense year. So I'm getting back, getting the ball rolling again.
Good man.
I'm writing, just started writing again. And I think it's just to figure out my sound as well, really, which is, as we heard, funk. Old school hip hop, a bit of soul. I want to start doing more soulful tracks as well and start singing more, because I was singing before I was rapping. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Where did you get that sax from? Who's that?
Sax? Well, I was just from Splice, off the internet.
Beautiful piece.
Yeah, yeah. Love I thought that. I had to add a bit of saxophone.
Well found.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, you know, I can imagine you playing sax, just, hanging out with it.
Yeah, I want to learn it. I do really, at some point, want to learn saxophone, because... Yeah, that would be great. I love a saxophone and a bass line. So,
you're putting together another event, Water Bear Venue, on the beach, Brighton. January the 10th.
Yes.
I guess it's so far away. Have you got all the artists lined up or just a few in mind?
I've got majority of them lined up. I'm not going to confirm it straight away because there's still a bit of confirmation to go. But probably we're looking around 10 artists.
That's a good day.
Yeah, 10
I was
artists,
say night,
10th of January.
How long is that event?
Probably about 3 hours, I'd say.
Okay, yeah. So how long does each artist get?
About 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Does that suit you?
For anyone
as well?
Who's probably worked that out, I may be wrong. So don't.
No, don't do the math on that.
Yeah,
folks.
Don't do the math. I'm not sure.
And then what? You're there at the side going, right, you know, keep it rolling. Next.
Oh, that won't be me. I'm not that organised.
No. What do you get someone? Well, yeah, but you're putting on the event. So do you get someone else to do that bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Friends and family.
Love it.
Yeah,
sounds
we'll
great.
Help out. Got a little good team. So they'll be like, Harry, come back in, mate.
Yeah. Stop. You buzzing, man. Raise Your Voice Events. That is the Instagram. H Hatter Official as well. I'm sure you cross over and mention both on each. Yeah. Audio House Studio in Notting Hill. Sound very brilliant. Big up to them. Will you please keep us across all your new music? We'd love to play it.
100%.
And as you you get nearer the event and you get more confirmation on the artist, just let us know. In fact, you can come in again. Why not?
Brilliant.
Yeah,
I'll be happy to.
Plug away. Yeah. We could plug other artists that you're going to be playing.
Yeah, definitely.
Only the local ones, mind.
Yeah.
None of those London riffraff.
Only the local. Well, there's a
are
lot
you getting local
everywhere.
Artists in?
Yeah, okay. Local as well,
okay,
but
just checking.
They're all from different parts.
That's okay. That's all right. You're there, man. You're there. How do you do your stuff live if you're sort of studio, if you're so used to doing it in studio, so do you just do it with the samples?
Live sounds way better to
good.
Me. I just get the backing music and
great.
Go for it, really.
Fantastic.
And cut out the vocals and then do it live. It's always, it's always sounds way better live. It's really exciting.
That's good. Because, goodness, occasionally, you know, people kind of fall apart sometimes in life. They're so used to doing it in the studio. They're like,
well, I always get nervous, but it always seems to work out. It always seems to work out on the day.
Yeah.
I think, as an artist, everyone gets nervous.
Of course they do. You'd be worried if you didn't.
That's good. It makes you do better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you work harder. So.
Definitely. You've got it all going on here. So much luck to you.
Thank you very much.
And we are all behind you. What track are we going to go out with?
Okay, so we're going to go out with a chilled one.
Yeah, all good.
Called Honesty.
Yes.
Acoustic R&B.
Get you.
So, yeah.
H Hatter, you heard it here. We will hear you more and more and more. Thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been absolutely brilliant. Folks, H Hatter, Honesty.
Girl, I need your honesty. Girl, I need your honesty. Girl, I need your honesty. Can do this properly, yeah. I've just been thinking on it, on it, honestly. Deep down I know we got this. Just please promise me that, girl, I got your honesty. So we can do this properly, yeah. I've just been thinking on it, on it, honestly. Deep down I know we got this. Just please promise me that, girl, I got your honesty.
Look,
I'm
asking positive now for a bit, but the way you were moving on my back then, you were snap pack bags, then quick exit.
Just gone.
I keep telling myself don't bug right now, but I'm feeling that we might just drift. I guess life got way too much and we found that we ain't got time for this. I still know that our feelings are mutual. You got a dispute, you'll be hitting my phone.
Ring a ding ding.
And we'll be talking the usual, reminiscing, getting down how we rolled.
Get down.
I guess dreams get so sometimes, ain't no paradise, just hope. But you know I still got that, and as long as I could count, I know that.
Girl, I got your honesty, so we can do this properly. I've just been thinking on it, on it, honestly. Deep down I know we got this. Just please promise me that, girl, I got your honesty, so we can do this properly, yeah.
I've just been thinking on it, on it. Honestly, deep down I know we got this. Just please promise me that, girl, I got
you. I remember the touch of your lips, pulled you close, clutching your hips, ignored the red flags, got chucked in the tip. I'm all for she's bad, but all of this, I'm out if I catch just one little slip. Don't know why I'm still up in your biz. We got a bit toxic in our ways, huh? I don't even know no more right now, but it feels like I'm kissing a stranger. I see a lost look in your eye and your constant switch of behavior. Is it really worth this fight for a love that could not be faker? Is it worth just one more try? Is this all just up in my mind? I don't know, but
girl, I need your honesty so we can do this properly. I've just been thinking on it, on it. Honestly, deep down I know we got this. Just please promise me that, girl, I got your honesty so we can do this properly, yeah. I've just been thinking on it, on it. Honestly, deep down I know we got this. Just please promise me that, girl, I got your honesty.
Listen to the Beat Jones Show.